boys and girls, this morning I'm going to give you a few thoughts again about another missionary. And this is a missionary who perhaps isn't well known in your mind until you see him and you realize that he's a missionary who's very, very up to date today, because this is George Verwer, who's the acting, or had been, the international director of Operation Mobilization. He was the founder of that particular organization and did so for 40 years until he stood down just recently in August 2003. He's a very interesting character and has seen some tremendous work done with the spread of the gospel. He was born in 1938 and was converted to Jesus Christ way back, even before I was born, in 1955. He went along to a Billy Graham crusade at Madison Square Garden in New York. As a young fellow of 16, he was saved, and from that moment in time, he had a great desire to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it's said of him that when he returned to school after he had got saved, that in the first year, having returned to school, as he witnessed for the Lord Jesus Christ, there were over 200 young people who came to faith in Jesus Christ through his witness. That a wonderful thing. 200 people, young people, through his witness at school, gave their lives and professed faith in Jesus Christ. Just 2 years after his conversion in 1957, he made his way on a first trip into Mexico. While he had studied at the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, George had a growing number of students like him who had an interest in taking the gospel into Mexico. And so they went out into Mexico City, they gave out gospel literature, and they opened a little bookshop. In fact, through the ministry of the bookshop, they were soon involved in a radio ministry, and for 15 minutes every week across the airwaves, they were able to share the message of the gospel. And of course, that was the first time that that was permitted in Mexico all those years ago. And when George left the Moody Bible Institute, he left the work in Mexico in the hands of others, and he and his wife moved to Spain. He had met his wife, of course, at Bible College, and as they worked in Spain, it was the work of Operation Mobilization that was born. Now, Spain itself was very much closed to the gospel in those days, and while he was there, he had a great burden to reach the Soviet Union, as it was then known, the former Soviet Union. He had a great desire to reach them with the gospel. He and a friend made a trip to Russia on one occasion at the very beginning of his ministry by car, and they concealed copies of the Gospels and some very basic printing equipment. They concealed them down the side panels of their car. They made their way into the country, and when they got in, they got settled into a little flat. They began to print tracts and sent them to different homes. You might wonder how on earth they did that when they didn't know anybody who lived in the country. Well, what they did was they collected these big telephone directories, and what they did, they ran their finger down and they picked out a house and they put the address on an envelope and they put the literature inside and they sent it off so that these gospel tracts would get into the hands of people under communism who had never heard about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day they had a piece of literature in the car. They didn't know what to do with it, and so they decided, going past a crowd of people, they would drop it out through the window. And when they dropped it out through the window, someone picked it up, and it wasn't long up the road until they were pulled in, and at a checkpoint, they were brought and interrogated for 2 days, and after the 2 days were up, they had to hand over all their gospel literature, and they had to hand over their very basic printing press to the authorities, who took them and escorted them to the Austrian border. And it was there in Austria when George began to think about how the world could be reached with the gospel. He shared his vision with others, and he began to think about how people could be reached with the gospel, and very soon he formed in his mind what we know today as the work of Operation Mobilization. In 1971, the first ship, Logos, sailed from England to India, And God began to bless this ministry so much that 7 years later, a larger ship called the Doulos was introduced to their ministry. And as a result of this, they were able to go to different ports across the world, and they were able to take the gospel with them and share it with people who at this stage had never heard about Jesus Christ. Of course, it was staffed with over 400 volunteers from over 50 different countries, and they began an intensive program of teaching and sharing the gospel. But in 1988, the Logos hit a rock off the tip of Argentina. And although all the people on board the ship were saved, including just a little two-month-old baby, the ship itself was lost. That didn't mean, of course, that the ministry was finished, because it wasn't. What they did was they got another ship called the Logos II, and in 1990 it became the replacement as the work of Operation Mobilization continued to expand into Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and many different islands of the world. In fact, today there are two ships going, 4,000 people working in over 80 nations of the world, sharing the gospel, something that began in the mind of a young man many, many years before. You know, when George was at college before he went off to Mexico City for the first time, he was sitting in a room with another young man who was a bright Christian. And George had been praying, and he said to that young man, he said, "Tell me, will you come with me to Mexico to give out literature?" The young man said, "I don't know. I would need to pray about it." George said, "Okay, let's pray." And they bowed their heads and began to pray. And just a few minutes later, George lifted his head and he said to his friend, "Are you ready to go now?" And his friend wasn't sure, and he said to him, "I'm not sure." And George, in frustration, got up and said to him, "It takes some people so long to decide to do anything." And he got up and he went off into Mexico City with another friend. You know, he was seen to be very unconventional, unpredictable, and he himself said had a life that was full of weaknesses. But he was able to stir others as far as the gospel is concerned. And here's what he said. He said, "God wants to use weak, ordinary people to do great things for him." Are you a weak, ordinary person? Because if you are, you're the very person that God today wants to use. Whether you're old, whether you're young, you might never sail in a ship across the world to take the gospel, but you could begin today by rapping the door that's next to you and giving them a Bible, or giving them a piece of relevant gospel literature, and telling them about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to use you and me, just where he's placed us, to share this wonderful message of good news. Let's bow for a moment in prayer. Father, we are amazed that you should take the foolish things of this world, and that you should take the weak things of the world, and that you should use them and us in your service and for your glory. And we thank you, Father, for those like George who caught a vision of work that needed to be done to reach the world with the gospel. And we bless you that there are many today like him who are engaged in the work of the gospel out across this vast world, going into areas, our Father, that are still unreached. And we ask, our Father, that you would not just bless them. We pray that you would reward them and use them for your glory. We ask that you would use each one of us, our Father, just where you've placed us, to bear a good witness for the Lord Jesus. Remember Brother Alistair today up in Cookstown as he preaches your word there.
be with him and help him in his ministry. And again, we simply pray that wherever your word goes forth across our world today, that the blessing of God will rest upon it. And we ask it all in Jesus' name.